Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
All right, let's head over to Rio to check in on the Olympics. Shira Springer, the Boston Globe's Olympic columnist, joins us from Rio. Good to have you back, Shira.
Good to be on.
Okay, so first of all, let's talk about how well some of our local athletes have done. Let's listen to what happened to Jevy Stone. She's a Newton native and a graduate of Tufts Medical School. When she competed in women's single sculls, that's rowing, here's the tape of Stone's finish, courtesy of NBC.
Stone is in silver medal spot at the moment. Australia wins gold. Team USA wins silver. Dr. Jevy Stone has done it. The first medal here at the rowing venue, the Lagoa Stadium for Team USA in these 2016 games.
So a silver medal for Dr. Jevy Stone, as I should say. What was that like?
It was amazing. I happened to be at the Lagoon when she got silver. She really didn't expect to have a medal in hand when she left Rio. And it's also a bit surprising for her to even be in singles. This was someone who didn't make the 2008 Olympic team in the quad and then sort of went to singles, made the 2012 Olympic team, and thought that would be it for her. But some coaches came up to her father at the London Olympics and said, you know what? She may have a chance at a medal in Rio if she keeps going. And so she thought, okay, maybe I can balance medical school and training for the Olympics. And what I thought was really neat, though, about her post-race comments was the fact that she credited the Charles River for her win. And you're saying, what? How does that happen?
I'm going to guess all that chop on the river.
Exactly. So she was well prepared, much better prepared than many of her competitors who like to row in pristine flat water.
Excellent. Now, Shira, I know you are a very, very committed runner. So let's talk about Shalane Flanagan of Marblehead and the women's marathon. What happened there?
Yeah, Shalane Flanagan placed sixth overall in the marathon. It was an extraordinarily hot and very, very sunny day. And the course that she was running on had very, very little shade. So she was quite pleased with her performance, also in light of the fact that when she ran in the U.S. Olympic trials in February, she really suffered with the heat. So sixth place, something to be proud of. Wish she could have come home with a medal, but she is signed up for Boston next April, so maybe we'll see if she can have a top three or perhaps win there.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about much shorter distances now and a moment which the world is still talking about. Here it is.
Bolt stretching out now. He's coming after him. He's immortal now. Usain's done it. 9.80 all the way from Beijing to London and now to Rio.
That tape, of course, courtesy of NBC, and it is Usain Bolt winning gold in the men's 100 meters. You were at Olympic Stadium when that happened. What was the atmosphere like?
Electric. It really is always electric when Usain Bolt races. I mean, nobody does it better in terms of not only winning the race in convincing fashion, he even seemed to let up a little bit, maybe a few strides from the end, and turn to the camera and smile before he actually crossed the finish line. He always knows where the cameras are. Nobody does it better in terms of the style with which they win races and then the way in which they celebrate. And it was a good 25 or 30 minute post-race celebration from Bolt. He was mugging for every camera, posing with the Olympic mascot, jumping into the stands and posing for selfies with Jamaican fans. I mean, this is going to be his last Olympics, and he is just going to enjoy every moment of it. And that was clear. And I'm looking forward to watching him tomorrow in the final of the 200 meters.
Now, Shira, I heard that Usain Bolt was saying that one of the reasons why he ran a 9.8 and maybe not faster than that is because there was very little time between the semifinal and the final of the men's 100. I mean, how important was that?
Yeah, I think it was very important. I mean, he actually went so far as to say in his post-race comments that the condensed schedule was both ridiculous and stupid, and he didn't know who would schedule it that way. He was quite disappointed because I think he looked in the semifinal like he might be in close to world record shape. Like, he could pull something like that off, but it just didn't materialize. I wouldn't say 9.8 is pedestrian by any stretch, but I think he had hopes of running faster and in some ways putting on an even bigger show for the fans there.
Well, Shira, we keep introducing you as our woman on the ground in Rio, so I do want to get a little sense to you about what it's like being on the ground there. I mean, one of the major areas of concern leading up to the Rio Games was a lack of adequate transportation infrastructure to support the tens of thousands of people coming to Rio for the Olympics. Have you had any difficulty getting around?
Yes, lots. You know, it's a daily challenge. You kind of never know what buses are going to show up, when they're going to show up. For some athletes, it was the case, you don't know where those buses are going to take you. There were actually a bunch of swimmers who were driven to the Olympic Stadium where track and field takes place instead of the aquatic center where they would be swimming. And they actually had to delay the heats of their races because of that.
Wow.
For me, I got stuck out at the women's marathon, and it was very clear that no bus was coming soon. So I hopped in a cab with a bunch of colleagues, a bus yesterday afternoon that it was going to take to team handball never showed up. So I ended up just walking, you know, 2 miles to the venue. So you kind of just make do. And when the bus doesn't show up, you figure out other means of transportation. It's all part of the experience here in Rio, and you just have to embrace it for what it is.
I wonder how many Rio natives would say that navigating the streets of their great city should be an Olympic event in and of itself.
Well, it kind of is.
Shira Springer is the Boston Globe's Olympic columnist. She's our woman on the ground in Rio. Shira, it's always great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.